This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Albertsons and Kroger will sell hundreds of stores to a New Hampshire wholesaler, including 52 in Colorado. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
The sale brings the supermarket giants, which own King Soopers and Safeway in Colorado, a step closer to completing a $25 billion merger. CNS Wholesale will keep the Albertsons brand at Colorado stores. The companies say the deal ensures no stores will close, no frontline jobs will be lost, and union contracts will be upheld. Federal regulators still have to approve the merger. It's run into resistance from Colorado officials concerned about a grocery monopoly. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Planners of a passenger rail line from Fort Collins to Pueblo say they want to start with bare-bones service that would keep costs fairly low. Andy Carcian is the general manager of the Front Range Passenger Rail District.
If we go for the Cadillac version right off the bat, that is a large ask to the voters, and it's a difficult sell. But we think that it makes more strategic sense to start off small and then be able to build that out as ridership and interest grows moving into the future.
The cheaper version could cost about $2 billion. Carcian hopes to have trains running in 10 to 13 years. A new community health center is open in Denver, serving the largely Latino Elyria neighborhood northeast of downtown. The new center will offer expanded services and be able to serve more people with medical, behavioral, and dental care, plus a pharmacy. Around Denver today, highs in the 60s. It's going to be warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.